Okay, we're going to cross our fingers and have no technical challenges this morning, folks. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before NuScale was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner. I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one and events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. If you'd like to listen in live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you with leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal NuSkin representative or NuSkin product support for more details on the program, and of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive on these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And today's topic is more reps or more weight. Which is actually better for your fitness goals? And to me, it's kind of like the chicken or egg story, so let's get into it here. There's lots of opinions on this. This article was written by Christine Van Doren about 3 weeks ago. It's a short read here. It's been about 5 or 6 minutes on it here. More reps or more weight, which is actually better for your fitness goals? Well, your workout regimen may consist of strength training, high-intensity interval training, and cardio exercises. Many fitness goals lists include toning the overall physique, building muscle, and improving endurance. To address these needs across your various workouts, you have to determine whether it would be best to utilize more reps or more weight. As you establish a foundation for your regimen and work towards your goals, you find that certain executions will generate more desirable results, while improper techniques may not yield any results or they may do unintended damage. When you set your goals and your sights on outcomes like greater muscular endurance or greater muscle size, for example, you'll be able to safely determine the effective reps and weight to achieve and maintain these goals. We'll discuss the importance of weight and repetitions and the role that each of these factors plays in your fitness goals. Excuse me. When is it better to do more reps? And reps are, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, wherever counts you have of the lift you're doing at the time. To begin with, we must discuss the importance of repetitions. This is significant, as it determines how many times you can perform the exercise before you need to stop and take a break. Reps can help you measure your stamina up until muscle fatigue, so it'd be better to do more reps when your fitness goal is to increase your muscular endurance. When is it better to lift heavy weight, heavier weights? Equally important is the volume of weight being lifted. Increasing your loads has a positive impact on growing your muscle size and strength. You'll also find this is a pivotal point of progressive overloading, in which you engage in more challenging loads and workouts to allow your body to adapt to any stressful demands and prevent your muscle growth from plateauing. Therefore, it would be better to lift heavier weights when you want to grow bigger muscles, improve your bone density, and upgrade your strength. More reps versus more weight for fitness goals. Reps versus weight for building muscle. Muscle hypertrophy, which is the growth of muscle size, can be accomplished through lifting heavy weights. You can allow some variation among your loads, with moderate loads helping to maximize muscle size and greater loads towards increased strength. This can support muscle adaptations that serve as an asset to your total body fitness and strength. To build muscle, you'll want to use heavy weights and perform fewer reps. If you're a workout rookie using dumbbells, you'll start with light weights of about 5 to 10 pounds and do 12 to 15 reps as you establish proper form and gain strength. After this, lift moderate weights of about 15 to 25 pounds for 8 to 12 reps. And then finally, upgrade to your heaviest weights of 30 pounds or more for 5 to 8 reps in a set. Of course, the appropriate weight depends on the exercise as well. Excuse me. Reps versus weight for losing weight. for weight loss purposes, it may be better to use heavier weights and perform a moderate number of reps. Strength training workouts like squats or deadlifts may be effective for burning calories. In addition to the fat-burning element of weight loss, these workouts can support muscle mass building, so you'll want to focus more on the weight and less on the rep. For effective weight loss workouts, go for 8 to 12 reps while using your heaviest weights. Make sure you execute your workouts with the proper form to avoid injury or stress and opt for multi-joint exercises as well. When doing strength training for weight loss, you can eventually build up the frequency and duration of your exercises and add in some cardio workouts to enhance your weight loss outcomes. Reps versus weight for body recomposition. Body recomposition entails decreasing your body fat while increasing your lean body mass. There are several mechanisms for doing this, such as attempting to reduce fat and increase lean body mass all at once, minimizing any fat gains while increasing body mass, or reducing your fat and maintaining lean muscle. That's a mouthful. As you're typically not excessively bulking up muscle, but rather maintaining it, it may be better to do more repetitions with lighter weights. However, it's important to note that reps and weight may fluctuate as you address fat and muscle recomposition. Reps versus weight for explosiveness and athleticism. To maximize your athleticism, you want to focus on low weight, high reps. As previously mentioned, this will drive your endurance. In these instances, building muscle is not the focus. It's the maintaining strong and lean muscles. This is important for staying fit and shaped to routinely participate in athletics. The number of reps is vital because explosiveness in athletics is centered on how much maximum force can be exerted in a short period. This lays the foundation for your muscular capacity to carry out repeated exercises at certain intensities in a designated period. Can doing the wrong rep range or weight hinder your goals? To avoid stagnation in your fitness gains, you want to employ some variety in your regimen. If your question is how many reps should I do, you may find the answer based on your ability to do the workout progress. If you can exercise for 12 reps and gradually come able to do the same exercise for 15 reps, you've likely mastered good form and made strength gains. This is probably the best sentence in the whole all this gobbledygook I've been reading you guys. I'll just cut the chase here. If you can do an exercise for 12 reps and gradually become able to do the same exercise for 15, you've likely mastered good form and made strength gains so that you can move on to heavier weights. This lets you know that it's time to do a more challenged load to avoid that plateau. Try switching it up by different volumes regarding the repetitions, sets, and weights, using multiple forms of resistance and opting for multiple types of workouts. Not only can engaging in appropriate reps and weights hinder your goals, they can also lead to stress and injury. Proper form is key to maintaining your durability throughout the exercise. Additionally, if you find that you cannot sustain the correct form during your reps and sets, you'll need to make adjustments such as using lighter weights or reducing the number of reps. Excuse me, congested today. Speaking of allergies. So after all that, which is more reps or more weights, I'll just tell you what we do. Simplify this. We do set our goals for 8 to 12 repetitions, whatever weight we're doing, for a maximum of 3 sets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 curls. Rest. We rest for 1 minute. We set our rest period for 1 minute. If you're trying to put on weight and lift it really heavy, you might rest for 90 seconds. If you're doing for more endurance and fitness, you might only rest for 30 seconds. We just have to pick the middle 1 minute. It's nice, just a nice, easy number to time ourselves. And our fitness app, actually, when I log in, I've done a set of 12 reps with 50 pounds, for example, and I hit the enter button, a timer goes off and it starts clicking for 1 minute. And the bell goes off in a minute, and I sit down or stand up and pick up the bar or whatever is next and do the next set for 8 to 12, again, 12 reps. When we're able to do all 3 sets for 12 reps or more, we add more weight, 5 pounds, 10 pounds. You have to judge it for yourself, male or female. You can tell what, no, you don't put 50 pounds on a bar. You probably, you know, unless it's leg weights or something, when you have a bigger muscle volume. But most weights, you're going to add 5 or 10 pounds to the bar. And all of a sudden, you're only going to be able to do 8 or 9 reps of the repetition. You do the 8 or 9 reps, that's okay. You rest. You go to the next set. You only get maybe 8 or 9, maybe 6 reps. That's okay. You do the third set. You get maybe in the same range. You stay with that on the next cycle, 2 days from there or 3 days from there, whatever your rest period is, until you can get up to the 12 reps again. As soon as you can do more than that, you add a little bit of weight. And it just continues going on. And the answer is that the weight never gets lighter, so you're always lifting heavier, your endurance and capacity increases during that process as you keep adding a little bit of weight to it. Pretty soon you're doing, instead of 50 pounds, next thing you know, three or four weeks down the road, you have 90 pounds on a bar and 100 pounds. You realize, oh my goodness, I didn't realize you would do that, and you're doing more weight. But it's progressive resistance in that manner. The 8 to 12 reps seems to work pretty much for everybody. Now, if you're trying to be a competitive lifter, a power lifter, or some type of weightlifter, you're going to do 4 to 6 reps, much heavier weight for lower reps, and you're going to take more rest, probably at 90 seconds, maybe even 2 minutes in between. I'm guessing most people on this call aren't in that category. And probably most of you are, unless you're a cyclist, a bicyclist, or a sprinter, or a runner, or a marathoner, or a jogger, hey, you might want to do 12 to 15 reps, build more endurance. But if you're just in the middle, 8 to 12 for everybody pretty much works across the board. There's no real magic to it. If you can do 20 of that weight, you got too damn light. If you're going to do 2, you're too darn heavy. Try to get to 8 to 12. Oh, look, I got 8. Okay, that's fine. Stick with 8. Do another set of 8 until you can get to 10, and do that until you get to 12. And then if you can add more weight, boom, next time it goes up, and it'll drop down all by itself. Kind of a nice, simple progression to remember. I pick the major muscle groups. You got to do your start with larger body parts first. Legs. I suggest people do leg weight, all the leg exercises on a separate day, and do upper body exercises on another day, or even split it into groups. But on the upper body, your back's the biggest muscle. I tend to do that first. So we do chin-ups, pull-ups, pull-downs, rowing exercises first. Then we move to chest, the next biggest group, and we do bench presses, incline chests, dumbbell fly, whatever it's going to do. Pick one or two exercises in a group, do that. And so now you've done chest. Next, I would move to shoulders, the next largest group. The last two arms, tricep and bicep. And do those two, and you're done, and then we finish off with abs. And so we just kind of work through. We do one group of upper body in our one day, skip a day, skip 2 days. 2 days, we take 72 hours of rest. The next time we lift, we do legs. The next time we lift, we do upper body. The next time we lift, we do legs. The next time we lift, we do upper body. And just cycles through on a 72-hour rest. So if we worked out on Monday, we don't work out again until Tuesday, Wednesday, until Thursday. Then we work out on Thursday, do legs on Thursday. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we do upper body again. We rest on Monday, Tuesday. On Wednesday, we do legs again. And just kind of cycle through. That takes care of the variety all by itself. You're always lifting a little different muscle at a little different angle, but you're still attacking the same muscle groups, and it works out real simple, and it works out. And the other thing I suggest if you're doing any type of weightlifting is you write it down. If you don't have an app to put it in, which makes it much easier nowadays with technology, everybody's got their phone with them. There's apps you can just log your own little workout in. I use a thing called Daily Strength. You can find it on wherever you get apps from, Daily Strength workout app. And it's simple to figure out. There's no real magic to it, but there's tons of them out there. You can log your workout in that, or write it down in a journal so you actually know what you did previously so you can improve upon it. It's kind of hard not to know. I like the Daily Strength app because it also quantifies the daily workout. If I did 5 sets of something of 100 pounds and X number of reps, it tells me, hey, today you lifted 1,250 pounds. I like to see the next time I do that same workout that we did 1,300 pounds or 1,400 pounds. And the next time I do it, I want to see that I did 1,450 or 1,600 pounds. So you can actually watch your progress in total volume that you're doing going up. And again, it's tracking it, makes it much more simpler to actually know that you're actually improving. Because you may not be able to see the results in a mirror or on a scale initially, but when you see it there, you know, hey, it's getting better and better and improving all the time. And before you know it, you will see results in the mirror or in your clothes or the shape, how your clothes fit you, without question. So anyway, that was it. More reps and more weight and a little insight from me, who guys been doing it for 16 years old, lifting, and have some success with it. All right, these calls are recorded and listed on SoundCloud.com. Go there and look for either my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-R-S, or TR90, and you'll grab it. And if you have a bookmark, I changed one of the links on my master page. So if you had it bookmarked, you may need to go back and re-bookmark it. Just make sure you got it handy there again. All right, let's open up the lines and see what we have going on here. Let's see. Boom.
Thank you, Frank. Great minds think alike, because I was going to be talking about exercise and what exercise is best for people. So there we are.
I'm sorry, you're going to tell me what exercise is best for my cat and my dog, but you're going to do it for people, so we'll see.
It is for people, yes. It is for people.
Another white channel then. Perfect. All right, so check in tomorrow about that, and I'll be back here again. Tomorrow's Friday, so that'll end your week, and I'll be back again on Tuesday. Go out and make it a great day, everybody, and thanks for joining and listening to it today, and we'll see you soon. All right, Susan, thanks. See you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.